Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum from Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you so much for joining us for our first segment of Hilchos Purim. The practice in Klal Yisrael is to have a special maftir reading, the Shabbos before Purim, and that maftir is the maftir of Parshas Zachor. It's a Torah mitzvah for us to remember every day of the year what Amalek did to the Jewish people upon their exodus from Egypt, and to remember this mitzvah of wiping out the nation of Amalek. Nevertheless, the practice in Klal Yisrael is to have one day during the year where we don't only remember to ourselves, but we have a public reading from the Torah. And that is the Shabbos before Purim. The reason we do it the Shabbos before Purim is because Purim is very much the battle against Haman, who was a descendant of Amalek. Therefore, it's apropos to read about Amalek the Shabbos before Purim. A common question that arises is whether or not women are obligated in this mitzvah of hearing the psukim from the Torah on Parshas Zachor. There are different opinions. One view is that the mitzvah of Zachor connects to waging war against Amalek. Women don't normally participate in war. Therefore, they shouldn't be obligated in the mitzvah of Zachor. Another view says the specific battle against Amalek would categorize as a milchemes mitzvah, a special mitzvah-oriented war. When necessary, women participate in that also. According to that, they should be commanded in the mitzvah of Zachor. A middle ground opinion is that women are indeed obligated to hear the psukim of Zachor, but are not necessarily obligated to hear the psukim read from a Sefer Torah. According to this view, if a woman were to open her chumash the morning of Parsha Zachor and read the psukim at home, that would be just fine. In cases of necessity, we're lenient like this middle ground opinion, meaning the best thing would be for a woman, just like a man, to be in shul for the Torah reading of Parsha Zachor. In a scenario that a woman would be unavailable to be there Shabbos morning, she could really just open the Chumash and read the Psukim at home. Another thing that's worthwhile to remember about Parsha Zachor is that it's really only a good memory if we not understand what the Psukim mean. Therefore, it really behooves all of us, men and women, to take a look over at the English translation of the Psukim before the mitzvah of Zachor is fulfilled. Is there any other way to fulfill this mitzvah of hearing psukim about our war with Amalek other than the specific psukim of Parshas Zachor? There are opinions that hold that a person could fulfill this mitzvah by hearing the Torah reading in shul Purim morning. Not the Megillah now, the Torah reading. The laning from the Torah Purim morning discusses our battle with Amalek. This would mean that if a person missed the Zachor laning in shul the Shabbos before Purim, but attended Shul Purim morning and heard the Torah reading, and specifically had in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Zachor, according to many opinions, they would have fulfilled the mitzvah. It probably would also be a good idea for that individual to read the psukim from the Chumash at home. A related maftir to Parshas Zachor is Parshas Parah. That's on another Shabbos during this season. There's a discussion among the commentaries if the mitzvah of hearing the psukim of Parah is rabbinic or of Torah origin. Most opinions hold it's a rabbinic mitzvah, and it's also pretty much agreed upon that women are not obligated in the hearing of the psukim of Parshas Parah. Just a brief thought about the battle with Amalek. Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, Zichrono Levracha, famously comments in the beautiful Sefer Pachad Yitzchak that each and every one of us have some piece of Amalek inside of us. Amalek was the nation which represented the battle against recognition of God in this world. We all have those struggles. We all wonder sometimes, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu really involved? Does it really matter what I do or don't do? And when we remember what Amalek did to us, it's not only a mitzvah to wage war against this nation when they ultimately become revealed to us. It's also a battle to wage war against their way of life in our own personal lives. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.